Well, good evening. Welcome to Wolf Talk. I'm Wolf.
And I'm TJ.
And I'm Colin.
Yeah, okay, we have Colin from In Your Grave. Anyway, I wanted to tell you that Instagram is a flop. It didn't go.
It actually failed on one of mine, too, actually, believe it or not. We got one. One out of three.
All right. Well, that's okay, I guess. Whatever. So how are you doing tonight?
Yeah, not too bad. Just got done cooking and stuff. What about you guys?
Good, 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 good. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get into music?
Well, I was in and out of foster care for a while. And the last foster family I had, their son and me ended up co-managing a venue out in Salt Lake City called the Loading Docks for about like 10 years. And so that was kind of my introduction to music. And we had some slower shows that needed some locals. And so we just made a band together just to fill some spots. And after a while, kept doing music a little more. And now it's just kind of a thing.
That's awesome. So how many years have you been in? How many years has In Your Grave been around?
We've only been around for 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah, so we're still kind of a baby, but this will be our fourth year on October 31st.
If you don't mind me asking, so where did the name come from? That's kind of a unique name you got going on there.
It's just like we had a bunch of friends and stuff at the time that were making some stupid choices, and we were just kind of watching them in their graves and stuff like that, and that's kind of where the name came from.
Okay.
Okay. Well, it wasn't as dark as I was thinking then, I guess.
Nah. Most of our music's, for the most part, pretty uplifting, not quite so kill people kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's some pretty good music videos, too. I just wanted to compliment on your production quality. It's pretty good. So,
thanks. I appreciate it, man.
So, how many... you got any gigs going on or shows? Or
we have a show in Salt Lake City.
I think you accidentally hit the mute button. I see the little mute slash.
Oh,
shoot! My bad.
No, it's all right.
Yeah, we have a show with Gideon and Left to Suffer here in a couple weeks in Salt Lake City, and then in April we'll be doing a week tour. Just up to Seattle and back. And then in May, we'll fly to South Carolina and we'll do Total Death Fest. So that'll be fun.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So, yeah, just kind of curious, what kind of shit, you know, kind of got you in that kind of metal kind of sound? I mean, that's something some people have to get into. So like, what kind of inspired you to kind of go that route?
I was always an angry teenager, so that's kind of what I listened to. It was, I don't know, it's a lot of fun, just to, the emotion and the crowd that you get. It's a lot more, active, I guess, so I kind of like it.
Do you ever crowd surf?
Not myself. I'm a little too big, I feel like.
don't want to take the chance of plunging into the crowd.
Yeah, exactly. That's a fall.
She once asked our lead singer the same thing, and I was surprised he said yes, because I was like, dude, that dude's like 6'6", and they, like, there's no way that everyone would just drop him. So
did he do it?
But when he was younger, he did.
Oh, okay.
once or twice, yeah. But apparently he wasn't caught one of the times. I think that was one of the reasons.
That's what got him to stop right there.
Yeah.
So do you have any new songs coming up?
We just put out an EP just a couple months ago, and we're going into studio on the end of the month, on the 30th. We're doing 14 songs, so it's going to be a while.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we're doing our first full length, so that'll be kind of fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. No, you, yeah, doing those
go ahead and tell him. Go ahead and tell him about yours.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every time I tell everyone this, they're like, what? How is that possible? I mean, yeah, not on the band side, but the lead singer solo side, you know, we're releasing one album, but we probably have about 12 more, 10 more at least that we're going to release by the end of the year. But a lot of that is like old live performances, stuff like that. So it's not like we have to do a whole lot to it. But then, you know, we were, it's funny, this first album, we were like, okay, let's just put the live performance, remaster them. And then we ended up recording all new songs. Your new versions. Nice, yeah, old stuff. Yeah, because every time we were like, oh, well, we can make it better. Let's do it. And then before we knew it, we recorded 11 new songs, pretty much. That wasn't the plan.
That wasn't the plan.
Never is, man.
It's one of those things, too, when you're producing it yourself in-house, then you're like, you constantly want to make it prove, oh, dude, fix this, I'll keep doing that, okay? And then you never leave it alone.
Yeah, exactly. You hear the song 100 times. By the end of it, you're just done with it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, by the time it releases, you're already ready to move on to the next one, and no one else has even heard it yet. So is there any of your songs particularly that gave you kind of a special meaning, like, you know, as far as like writing or, you know, any of the lyrics?
Shoot, I would say Tusk was a fun one. Our old booking manager, we only had him for like a week because we were just trying to get some feelers. We were doing a 2-week tour and I needed some help on like Texas and some dates like that. And he was like, yeah, I'll help you out, you know, 10%. So super, super straight up standard. And I was like, all right, perfect. And so hire him. And then within like a week, we start getting all these like threatening messages of like,
oh my God,
he's going to like delete our music and like get us banned from all these venues. And I mean, I didn't really believe much of it, but I was just like, I took all those heinous voicemails and I put them in the song. So in the background, you hear all of his like calling me out and just all this other shit, just all the heinous stuff he was saying. So that was kind of fun to incorporate that into it, because I was just like, why would you leave a voicemail? You can use those as an MP3.
Yeah, that's pretty hilarious, honestly.
So that was kind of fun. And then I also like our song Establishment. It's kind of like when I was growing up through foster care, it's about just not fitting in and stuff like that. Just moving high schools and stuff is always hard. So I had a personal song with that one.
Oh, and I didn't care. Where are you guys based out of?
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City. Yeah, you said it sounds like you travel just about everywhere. Then you said you were in Texas, everywhere else. So,
yeah, we try to get around as much as we can. We ended up going to New Mexico. We never made it quite as far as Texas, sadly, just because we couldn't plan out enough dates. But right. We went from Mexico to California up to Seattle and made a big circle back home.
Well, you're hitting the new coast this year.
Yep, exactly. We're hoping to hit the East Coast. The drives are a lot less heinous, so that's what I'm excited for.
Yeah, and I'll have to watch for the traffic. Traffic can be worse, though.
Yeah, I was driving through freaking New York, man. I was there's a band called the Cross White Water Tower, and they're from, I want to say Rockville. It's like Rockville, New York. It's like right above New York. And, man, some of the traffic out there was just super heinous. It took us like an hour to get over one of these bridges one time. It was just terrible.
Oh, so I kind of want to ask too. So how do you guys, do you guys do all your social media and all that stuff in-house, or do you guys have someone do that for you? We just kind of always try to get it, because it's always really hard to get out there. It takes a lot of work. So we kind of wanted to know how you were doing it.
Yeah, we're all DIY. We have four members. So between us four, we all kind of split the labor. And right now our bassist does a lot of the social media. I used to run it before then, but I started doing more of the booking aspect and starting to focus more on that, just because booking agents were just kind of a hassle after a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always better when you can do all that stuff in-house and not have to worry about
anyone else.
So Rob Boogie wants to know when you're coming back to Coos Bay.
Oh, shoot. I keep trying to, but the pizza place we played closed, so I don't know where to play. He has to tell me a good spot.
Yeah, well, maybe he'll suggest somewhere.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, Coos Bay is a nice little area. I don't know if you guys have ever been out to that part of Oregon, but it's right on the coast, and it's kind of a smaller town, but I think there was like 100, 150 people. It felt like the whole town kind of just came out to the show. It was awesome. The other local band that played was just amazing, too.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, we definitely should have you back on too. We're thinking we're gonna have another show too. Where we're gonna basically everyone's gonna submit like a part of their song, and we're gonna listen to it live, and then pick like artists of the week, that sort of thing, and have kind of like a pot they put in. So whoever wins will get like a gift card, and then like we'll do special interview and feature you and all that kind of stuff too. So we're getting ready to start doing that here soon. We haven't. It's still a little bit of logistics us getting it work, because now we're doing so many interviews a week.
Yeah.
Now exactly. We're going to have to add another one. Yeah. Because we do our band's podcast together, which she started doing that with me. And then now we've been doing 2 to 3 a week for the Wolf Talk. So we're booked up till April, right?
Yep. Halfway through April.
Yeah. Well, and every day we talk, she's like, oh, I got another one. I got another 2 or 3.
So. Oh, yeah.
So Matt says he found a new spot.
Oh, what's it called?
Oh, since they're building the theme, yeah. Yeah, I guess we'll check back with him in a second. So, Ed, is there anything you're planning on going out and playing here? So, I know you mentioned it, you have another little, you said you're going back in the studio, you said here pretty soon, and then. Going back on tour.
Yep, in April, and then a little fly out in May. And then, with 14 songs, it's probably going to take us, I want to say, 3 to 6 months, honestly. Like a song a week.
Oh, man, yeah.
Song every 2 weeks. It's going to be a minute.
Yeah. No, that takes a while for sure. I know I say, you know, ours, but a lot of ours were already been written years ago. So it's just a matter of the whole band, the first time recording it all together, you know?
Yeah, exactly. We like write some riffs here and there. And like our whole band lives pretty far away. We're all like 2-3 hours from each other for the most part. So
we'll, I was just like, going to ask you that.
Yeah, we write by ourselves, and then we'll kind of meet in studio and kind of like start to incorporate everyone's ideas and make structures out of the riffs and stuff that we have.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I mean, we kind of have a similar, we're kind of spread out a little bit. I mean, they do meet up all the time, but yeah, kind of the same thing. We kind of got a good strategy going where one will do one part, one will do the next, and they'll put it together and send it in or whatever we have to do.
Yeah, exactly. And once we get in the studio, we always tweak it here and there once we get with the producer anyway. So we try not to finalize it too hard.
Yeah, you never know where the song can go, I guess. You can always
evolve. Yeah, exactly. We've had some songs that have completely changed. Like me and my old drummer, before he quit, we had written our last EP together. And he quit before we went into studio. So when we finally went into studio, I think like 90% of it changed. And so he was kind of like, but I was just kind of like, it's better.
It's better.
Gotta do it, you know?
That's always, at least it's always getting better. That's the good sign.
Yeah, you get attached, but sometimes you gotta just do what's best for the song.
Yeah.
Now, do you got a big merch line? Sorry.
For the most part, I design all of my merch myself. So if you go onto our website, we have a little store with like some sweatshirts and some shirts and sweatpants and stuff, some hats. And on the road, I print a little bit less just because it's expensive. But on our next tour, we're going to bring a couple long sleeves and some t-shirts and some shorts, just and some weed grinders, just because it's hot. We're not going to do any hoodies.
All right. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Myself. It's kind of fun. I think my microphone went a little nuts for a second. So.
Oh, you're okay.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, So is there any place you want any of the fans to go to kind of see or check you out? Or we could always put links out to.
Yeah, totally. Just go to www.inyourgrave.com. It's super easy.
Okay. Yeah, that makes it easy. I'll put that in the chat.
Yeah, I got all of our merch, ticket links to all of our dates, basically everything you need on our website.
Cool. Well, I just wanted to make sure sometimes, you know, just so they can get to your stuff and we just want to try to help everyone
get more interaction.
Yeah.
So I do have one question. I haven't asked this in a minute. Out of all your songs, which one's your favorite?
The rest of my band would disagree with me, but probably Establishment. It's probably our slowest song. So a lot of the guys don't, it gets a little boring for them on guitar and stuff, but I enjoy it.
Now, what do you play?
I do vocals.
You do vocals?
Yeah, so I do all the yelling and some singing here and there.
All the yelling.
Yeah, that's all it is. I just yell the whole time.
Yeah, no, I saw a couple of your videos. Yeah, you're right in the beginning. It's unmistakable. Yeah.
Yep, right from get go, just screaming.
Now, do you ever lose your voice by the time this show's over?
There was one tour like 2 years ago. I got COVID because it was like the beginning of COVID. And it was like the second to last day of show. And I was definitely like pretty blown out. And I had to have my bassist do a lot of the like higher vocals because I just did not have the range for it at the time. But usually, that's not too bad.
But yeah, it takes a lot of you probably have good breath control then for sure,
right?
All that screaming, strained afterwards.
Yeah, it was weird coming out of winter because we hadn't really done any shows since like October, and so we wrote this EP and we're getting ready for the new set. We hadn't played any of these songs, and so they're a lot faster and harder than our other music. So I had to start hitting the gym because I was just out of shape. I was like, man, I really got to put in some work to do these new songs.
I mean, it isn't, people probably don't realize how much of a workout that is, being up on stage.
Oh, yeah, just screaming for 30 minutes to people, man. Takes it out of you.
Yeah.
How does going to a gym, how does that do anything for you for that?
Just the cardio, just running and just being more physically fit.
Okay. I was thinking like gym, like lifting weights.
No, just more so like trying to breathe better and longer. Like I have one song called Circling the Drain where it's like a 30-second scream. And it's just ridiculous to try to do live. So without working out, I don't know how you would do it.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, did you have any other questions, Wolf, or anything you want to cover?
No, we'll just have to keep in contact with them because I'm coming up with a yearly thing here. I would definitely invite you to Ohio if you're interested.
Yeah, definitely going to be going that way here soon. We're trying to hit the East Coast more often.
Yeah, she'd probably talk about it a little more once we get off. But yeah, she's got something going in the works right now.
Are you from Akron or what part of Ohio?
Close to Akron. It's by Cuyahoga Falls by Blossom.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we did. I didn't do the show. I was driving a band that played in Akron, Ohio. I think it was like the Tornado or I'll have to look it up. But it was a pretty cool show. I liked Akron. It wasn't bad.
Was it the Vortex?
Yeah, that's what it was, the Vortex.
Yeah, that's another landmark I got to hit yet.
Yeah, I've traveled a lot, maybe with other bands just driving, but yeah, there's a lot of bucket list venues I still got to hit myself as well.
Well, is there anything else you want to let the fans or anyone know before we head out tonight?
No, I think that's it. Thanks for having me, guys.
No problem. Yeah, it was a pleasure having you. Yeah, we'll definitely keep in touch and have you back sometime. Or on the other show, too. We might bring you on.
Yeah, I'm always available, so let me know.
All right. Good.
Cool. Well, good night. Well, this has been Wolf Talk. This is TJ.
And I'm Wolf.
And we'll see you guys Wednesday, 9 p.m. Central. See you guys.